Let's begin today's program with Zvi Oglal, who will introduce us to the very innovative online master's program offered at Georgia Tech. Go ahead, Zvi.
Thank you, Larry. In March 2020, almost all universities moved almost all their courses online. 6 years earlier, Georgia Tech introduced its online Master of Science in Computer Science program. Some say we were prescient. In my six-minute lecture, I will tell you about the program's unique features, what we have learned so far, and share with you some thoughts about the future. The program has five unique features. One, it is the first MOOC-based online program. This means it is based on MOOC technology. MOOCs are massive open online courses. Two, it is highly affordable. The total cost of the program was initially $6,600, now $7,000. In comparison, the cost of our on-campus program is $40,000 for out-of-state students and $25,000 for in-state students. The cost in private universities is $70,000 or more. This drew everybody's attention. Our motto is accessibility through affordability and technology. Three, we accept every candidate with a BS that meets certain requirements, i.e. everyone that we believe can complete it successfully. So far, we accepted 74% of the applicants. This compares to 10% and less in some well-known universities. The program is a fundamental, even revolutionary shift from the prevailing paradigm of higher education in which brand is bolstered by exclusion and high tuition fees. Four, the students make extensive use of social media where they created 74 communities. Their academic interaction on social media is much more intense than that of the on-campus students. Five, the size. In January 2014, we started with 380 students, and this spring we had over 11,000. It will exceed 12,000 in the fall. The sky is the limit, and we cannot see the sky. So far, we have had over 40,000 applications. The program has graduated more than 5,000. It will graduate about 2,000 in 2021. Harvard study from 2017 predicted that we will increase the annual number of graduates with master's degree in computer science in the U.S. by at least 7%. The increase is now almost 10%. What we have learned. One. A top-tier university can create a high-quality online program that can scale. Two, the demographic of the online students and the on-campus students is quite different, and the online program has not cannibalized the on-campus program. Since the start of the program, the number of applications to the on-campus program tripled. Three, the program caters to a population of potential students that has been underserved by higher education institutions. There is large and growing demand for such programs. Over 30 universities followed in our footsteps and created over 40 programs. More are needed. Four, you can't learn what you don't try. Never say never. Five, the online students are much more involved with the classes than the on-campus students. Six, students love our program. The Harvard study discovered that most would not pursue the degree if such a program did not exist. We hear it from them directly as well. I've given dozens of lectures in 16 countries and met students and alumni everywhere, in my lectures, on the street, on the plane. They thank us for creating the program. We have almost 400 TAs, 40% are alumni of the program. 25% are students in the program. They do it for little pay, even though they have full-time jobs and many have families. It is their way to give back. We could not scale the program without their help. This is heartwarming. The future. During the pandemic, many teachers and students were exposed to online for the first time. After the pandemic, online teaching will be much more pervasive than it was before the pandemic. There will be more online degrees like ours, more online courses, and more hybrid courses. Georgia Tech now has 3 MOOC-based, highly affordable online master degrees. University of Illinois, the first that followed us, has now 3 as well. A book, The Distributed Classroom, by David Joyner, the current executive director of our program, and Charles Isbell, the current dean, will come out in September. It captures the lessons we learned and shows several new ways that classroom teaching can be combined with online learning in the future. At Georgia Tech, we started online teaching in our on-campus undergraduate program. In 2017, we introduced an online section of the first computer science course, Introduction to Computing with Python. It has been a big success. About half of the students took the online version. They performed slightly better and were more satisfied than those who took it the normal class. In 2019, we added 2 more courses. I envision a future where undergraduates will have a choice of a hybrid program. Students will be able to take introductory courses online before arriving at the university. We'll be able to take online courses while serving as intern or working. If universities adopt our model of moderate pricing, students will graduate with no debt. Thank you.